to you by GN and Co.
Sure, gang, eh? Welcome back to yet another episode of After School is After School with your girl, Sis GU. To my returning listeners, I hope that you guys are well at home. And to those that are passing by, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, and please, I hope you like what you see and you join the gang, and please, I hope you, what you... And you try to kick it, please. Oh, you're a real one, yes. Guys! Oh, that was so high-pitched, damn. Guys, today, as you can see, I am joined by the love of my life, the apple of my eye,
yes,
the coolest girl I know, the best 2000 to exist to date. I am with my younger sister, Nosipho Nyanzimba.
Hi, guys. Hi. I've missed you so much. Yeah. It's been a while.
It has been
some time. It's been a very long time.
It's been a year, more than a year.
More than a year.
Yeah. So this is her first time on my podcast, and we just thought to do a sisterly catch-up. Yeah, we have part one on my YouTube channel. Mm. We spoke about how Nosipho's first year was. So if you haven't seen that, go run that up and then come to this, because now my good sis is in second year.
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed for her. So I'm going to ask her, how do you feel
about
second year of university?
In general?
Yes.
It's hard. I feel like you
said this about first year.
No, but I feel like there's so much more content because I take less modules, but there's more content in that module. So I think I've just been readapting, like, and I'm still trying to readjust to the workload.
Oh, I get that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's also, there's a big gap. First year, they baby you, they give you notes.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just not used to having to make my own notes in class or like, they just don't care.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they never cared.
Yeah, but at least they cared last year. Tutorials. There's no tutorials. You know what I mean?
You don't have tuts.
No.
You don't have tutorials.
Zero of my modules. Last year I had for majority and it was like compulsory. So they, you know, you could go, do you need help?
You're lying.
No.
We had tuts like every single year at GCC. What do you mean? You don't have...
No, I literally don't have.
So you have to get through the material by yourself.
Yeah. And if you want to meet up with them, then you go. You like organize your own consultation.
Okay. But I'm sure you organize knowing you. Yeah, she does. Exactly. She's smiling.
I actually don't.
You don't?
No.
Okay, but it's harder, but you're enjoying it.
Yeah. I think I'm enjoying it in like its own sense. Like I think this year I have more of a balance. Like I go to church, I go to gym more, I go out, but not as much. I just spend a lot of time to myself. I think last year I just really overdid. Like my balance was so...
What was coming first? Is the question. What was first on the list? No, you don't have to say.
Yeah. So I think now it's just a bit more of a balance.
Okay, I was about to say, surely it's a little bit better because you are used to it. You understand what being at res is like. You understand the system. Mm. You know your surroundings. Mm. You know, surely.
That's true. That's
it's not
true.
As bad.
Yeah, no shame.
Okay, but also you're almost there. Like it's a few more months and then boom, bam, baby.
It's a year and then months.
What do you mean a year and months?
I still have a year.
Yeah, okay, Nosipho, I'm talking about the end of this year.
Oh, this one. I was just talking about when I'm finished.
Yeah, please, you're close to that.
No.
I also know. I obviously know because Nosipho and I speak, but she's spoken to me about going out less. And I've told her, I find that so interesting because when I was in second year, actually, no, I did go out less, but like not because I thought that going out wasn't the truth because of other situations, because I was depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Ish, yeah. Tough. Yeah, so I wasn't going out less because I knew like, you know, I shouldn't be going out less. And I feel like you've stopped going out as much because you just... I mean, I don't think you don't not enjoy it.
No, I definitely do enjoy it. I think I'm exploring more types of going out. I think I went out to one type of going out, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And I just overdid it.
Yeah.
You know, and like I still do enjoy going out, but also like I think I've realized I also just enjoy like going to dinner or going to my friends' places and chilling and laughing and just geeking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this scene all the time is just
a bit hard. But isn't that difficult? Because I feel like people your age.
And it is like just naturally a lot of my friends still do go out like that. So it's just like it's hard.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong. I think I'm just like it's hard than having to, because a lot of them have also moved out of res and I'm still in res. So it's hard having to see them or make time for each other because if they're not working, they're out and I don't want to be out. And then if I want to chill with them, they may be working again or they're hanging and things aren't going grand. You know what I mean?
So they need some time.
So yeah, I think that's a big adjustment of a second year because all of my friends were there last year. So it was a time.
Okay, now things have changed.
Yeah, guys.
Rearranged.
Rearranged.
Also, this conversation came up because I was going through something and I was telling Nosipa that, like, drinking isn't the truth. Like, yeah, I'm not against it. Obviously, have your fun. But I think I've just had certain realizations when it comes to drinking, especially excessive drinking and, like, being hungover.
Ooh.
Hate it.
Hate it. Don't do it to
Nosipa
yourself.
And I, we hate it. Yeah, so Nosipa and I absolutely hate hanging. We feel like our bodies just cannot handle it. When we're both going through it, we know it. We can't hide it. It's not a good time. We're grumpy lumps. We're like, we're just so upset at ourselves also.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to Nosipa about post-groove depression, which will be a conversation that we have just now. But it was so interesting to me to be able to have the conversation with you and have you relate. You know, like, I'm 26 and I'm 25, turning 26, child. And I've only now come to the realization that, like, our heavy drinking isn't nice. And you're literally in second year. And for you to now be like, okay, yeah, this is not the truth, is crazy to me. Like,
but I think the reason why is because I did it a lot last year. I just don't.
But I
think
also did it.
But I think you underestimate how often I would go out.
Really?
Like, the first semester, it was...
Batong.
Sorry, but for real. But, like, in cases past, the first semester, I used to go out 3 times a week. The whole, like, a semester's like a month and a half.
Mm.
3 times, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all the time. And it's first just so it's, it's not like cute at the table.
I get it. Like, you're not like looking pretty, having a sip, so you're dancing.
I think my body just really went through it. It went through a tight period and it said, release me. You know what I mean?
Okay. And so it's out of trauma.
Eeks.
So it's maturity and trauma. You've lived it, you've done it, and now you feel like you're good. And and also, like, I'd always say to Nosipo, my biggest piece of advice for her in first year was that, like, obviously go out, have fun, but do understand that with heavy drinking, like, post-groove depression is a thing. Like, I don't know if it's a clinical thing, you know, I don't know if it's a thing per se, but I know it exists for myself and the people around me. Sometimes when we go out and you have it all, you have it up, you have it. The next day you have nothing.
Sure.
You have nothing. It's hard to pull yourself towards yourself. You're so sad. You're hanging. Your thoughts are down. You're literally like, oh, I'm so silly for even putting myself through this. There is resentment. Like, there are so many things that you experience that I tried to tell Nosi that, like, you know what, have a good time, but obviously try not take it to the edge.
And I think it was worse for me because I'd go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'd be so used to socializing to people. And that Sunday evening, like, when I'm by myself.
You're finished.
It's just, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I can't even entertain myself. Like, I'm just not grand. Like, my body's sore. My mind is sore. What's right?
What's working for
like
you?
Nothing.
I know. But I think obviously it's really cool that you're growing at the rate at which you're growing. I also feel like I have to worry about you less, which is
really
nice. Yeah.
Oh, crazy. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I used to worry about you.
No, I said I could still be crazy, which I'm not, you know.
Yeah,
you
could
worry about me.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, in what sense?
I mean, I think I just worry about you all the time.
Oh.
But I used to worry about you because, like, dude, you're so sweet. You know how mom always says, like, she doesn't worry about me because I can fight people off? I don't know where she gets that information.
And I'm just like this cutie pie.
Yes, and
small.
She's always so scared. Oh, mdanawami bandle, they're going to take her for what.
Yeah.
So I think I used to worry about you in that sense. But obviously seeing you, like, do well in varsity and take care of yourself has allowed for me to also just... Wusa and breathe.
That's
also
good.
Knowing that you're making better choices. Like, you're not at the strip every weekend.
Name drop.
Yeah, but at least you're not at the strip every weekend.
Yeah,
you know?
Moved on, guys. Moved on.
There's growth.
There's big growth,
Yeah, but I think we speak more now.
In terms of?
Like, we speak more over the phone more than last year.
Yeah. That's actually very true. I feel like I didn't speak to you. No, I did speak
to
you.
We didn't really speak,
It was like once a week. I was like, hey, girl, hey.
How's everything? Tell me about the week. Shoo. Great, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've realized it because this year I've spent significantly less time on social media, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I used to... like, equate my phone to social media. So every time I'm on my phone, it's socials. And then it would just drain me. So now having to have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
And also now you're my sister, so I have to ask you real questions.
And like, it's in dabas on dabas. You need to listen. You need to focus.
Also, you're going to say to me, what happened in the past week? I must gather the shins. Say yo. So I didn't have it. And now that I feel... like, my energy is going towards the right things, I have more energy and time for you. It's like, okay, cool.
That's good.
Now I'm ready to hear...
what's going on
what's
there?
What's
going on?
Yeah, I know Sipos and Davos are the best.
Oh.
Really?
Not really.
Not really.
Last year, I'd say yes. Now it's more, it's tame, you know. Yeah. I think I'm more of an observer now. Now I like to look, see what's going on, then walk away, you know. Yeah. I think before I like to be in the middle, woo! Not in the drama, not in the drama. But I like to be in the circle. You see, this is the drama. I like to just... be close.
And now you just you don't need that.
Don't want to be near that thing.
Yeah.
Don't want to be near it.
I think you just, that's why I keep saying you're making better choices for yourself. Like if it's not like deciding to go out excessively, it's also you choosing better spaces to keep yourself in.
Yeah.
And I think you taking better care of yourself allows for me to not, again, have to like worry as much. Mm. But in the same breath, I speak to you more. Which is nice. Shame.
I feel like you know more what's going on in my life now.
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah. But also... you used to bombard me last year.
Me?
Yes.
What?
When your ndabas came, I couldn't keep up. And most people get upset when I don't remember like someone's name. She'll be like, oh, Timothy, I told you. And I'm like, where do I know Timothy from?
Because it's not that many. I feel like I feel like you, mom, you guys just have, like, it's not that many.
It is that many. I'm so, I hate to tell you. And I really wish I could tell you that it's not that many, but it is.
I don't like that.
Yeah. And it's not even like many boys. It's just many people that have come into your life. It's like, that you there's this person. Now we must do, now we must.
Okay, shame. Then you must correlate that this is a sister of this, but I also met this person there. Okay.
I feel like you don't have to remember that many names with me.
Okay.
So you feel
I feel like, no, I don't, but I need to remember relationships with you. Okay. Like, this is my friend, but that's her producer, and that's why she's shooting there. You know what I mean? Do you not think so?
That's my friend, and that's her producer.
No, like, you know what I mean?
I get it. Like, it's how I know people. So I'll mention someone to you, and you'll be like, who? And I'll be like, oh, the person that...
This is my soundtrack producer. You know what I mean? I'm like, what is that now? And then you're saying someone else, and like, this is my team. But then, you know, it's relationship things.
Okay,
which
I
I'm
get
like,
that.
Ooh.
You have to understand how I know the person.
Yeah.
Okay, that is fair. And also, are you happy with our little relationship?
Yeah, shame I am.
Yeah, shame?
Sorry, yeah. I really am.
Oh, okay.
I think we've gone tighter. I think every year we actually grow closer
to each other. Yeah. You stop being crazy.
Wow.
You get better every year.
Crazy in terms of?
Nasibo, you were the biggest snitch.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Yes.
Can we let that go?
I can't.
I was young.
You were.
So can we let that go?
You were the biggest snitch. You were a little bit judgmental. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'd be doing things and you'd be like.
Yeah, shame. That I know.
You know?
Yeah, that one I know, shame.
So it's like only now can I introduce you to my life and tell you my real things because I feel like you're at a place where you can handle them. Or better yet, understand where I was coming from.
Yeah.
But I still do try to protect you. Like, as much as you know in Dabazami, shame, there's some things that you don't know.
Oh, that are deep.
Yeah, I guess deep. But like, maybe if it's not even deep, it's just like.
She doesn't need to know this one.
She doesn't need to know this one.
Okay.
She doesn't need to know this one. And maybe at a later time in life, I'll feel like I want to share it with you.
I get that.
Yeah, but obviously having a sister is lovely. It's a lot of work, I'll always say. But it's lovely. And I feel like I'm not your mom, but I'm like your other mom.
You don't know why you say this.
Because, Nasibo, but I know, mom knows you. Mom definitely
She knows me.
She knows you.
She knows me well.
Very well. Mom knows you. Mom knows your life, right? But as your sister, it's such a different role. No, see, it's like, I know that much more. Like, let's say if you tell mom ABCD, you're going to tell me ABCD
EFG. I get that.
Right? And now I have EFG and I'm still supposed to guide you, but I'm also supposed to still be cool. So it's very hard because I want to say, Awuyilapo, you're not talking to that person. Do you want me to come and fight for you?
Gosh.
All of these things, you know? And Nosipo said something. You actually made me sad, but it's fine.
What?
Because I understood where you were coming from. You're like, oh, I miss the old you. You were so much fun.
When did I say that?
I said no to something.
Was this year?
No, it was last year. Towards the end of last year. I know what it was. You know that. You know that period. Every year. Towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just the two of us.
Okay.
Yes. And you asked to do something, and I literally said no. And you were so shook. You literally were
I think I'm just also transitioning from rock star.
Who's you?
To still a rock star.
Okay.
But dim it down a notch. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm entering my rock star stage. So I think sometimes when I want to woo, and you don't want to woo with me.
Yeah.
Or allow the woo. To happen. Then I'm confused.
Okay. I'm a rock star.
No, you were.
Yeah, beggarly beggar. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The transition is what I'm still getting used to.
Oh, I get that. It's also like, as I grow, I obviously realize more things, and I'm trying to have a balance between allowing Nosipu to live her life and have these own realizations, but also allowing her to have the benefit of having an older sister who has gone through these things and sharing what I know.
Yeah.
You know, so it's so tough because I have these realizations and I'm like, oh my goodness, everything is deep. I wish I knew better. Like, when I was doing this, I shouldn't have been doing it or whatever. And I want to tell you, and sometimes I do, and you're literally just like, me.
Girl, please.
Like, please let me live. Let me have a good time. I know, but that's why it's hard. It's like, I know better, so I want better for you. But it's also understanding that you're on your own journey and your own path, and you're going to have to make your own mistakes and your own little friends. But Ngiyashayana mina, especially when it comes to Nosipu Nyantsumba, and I'll never not say it. But yeah, shame. I'm trying, you know.
Yeah, I know you are. I wouldn't be doing a great job if I was an older sister.
You wouldn't.
Wow.
You would be so quickly. Yes.
Wow.
Sorry. You would be so strict.
No ways.
As an older sister.
No ways.
I don't think I'd be strict.
I think I would allow certain things.
Yes.
But I would be a little bit stricter than you. Not strict.
Stricter than me.
Stricter than you, yes. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so I allow too much.
No, you're perfect.
No.
I think you're perfect. I'm just saying, I think I would, because also me, you know, I think I would overthink things. I also like being in control.
Who doesn't overthink things? But I doesn't like to be in control?
No, but I love to be in control.
I really love.
Like, in terms of, like, it's bad, but you know, like, I don't like to adapt or anything like that. So I really like being in control of everything and everyone around me, like, in terms of the situations people are going through.
Yeah.
And I can't control everything. So I think, as an older sister, I just want to make sure, like, have her right here.
Yeah, I, you know what I mean? Yes.
Right here, take her out when she needs to go, put her right back in, you know what I mean?
Yes, that's literally what I want to do with you.
Oh, yeah, but that's a little crazy.
Oh, no, that's crazy. That's interesting. But, yeah, I want to do that with you, but I obviously understand that I can't. But, like, yeah, I think also just being an older sister has really taught me patience in a way that I've never understood because... Yeah, hey, I really have to just let you go through your own thing. And it sucks sometimes when you're sad because I want to be like, bruh, I knew that you shouldn't have done this, you know? Or like, oh, bruh, let me go fight for you. Or let me go do this for you. And I still have to allow you to gain these life skills for yourself.
Which sucks. I won't lie.
Yeah, which you also need to do a little better at.
What?
Love you, though.
In terms of?
Nosipu, you ask me for everything.
I do, and I even spoke to my friends about this. I always need a second opinion, which is really bad.
Yes.
Like, it can be the smallest things, like, what time must I post, or what's the cover frame, or should I do the subject? Like, something big towards something really small. I know.
I think you need to trust yourself more, like, trust your decision-making.
I'm scared.
It is scary, but I think you're going to have to learn to do it. So also, Nosi, you don't learn without trying. So even if you try and you fail, that's okay. Also, Aigabi, you definitely have a brain on you. So it's not like you're ever going to decide something that's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So at least try that. Because Nosi will ask me like, okay, can I post this photo? Yes. Okay, what is the cover? Cool. Okay, what time should I post, girl? I do not know.
And the caption?
What is the caption?
Should I tag anyone?
Oh my goodness, then she'll
should
come.
There be a story, like a the music on the story when I post
Bro.
It?
And then it's also outfits. It's everything. It's like, okay, it's a school later. I'm going through this. What do I say
but
to this
you know
person?
It's also because I just really trust your judgment. I think
I mean, that's cute and all.
And oh, but your eyes. You hate me.
Sorry.
I just really do. And, like, I think also you just know me. Like, you know how I handle situations. You know what's best for me. Mm. So that's why I'm just like, I can ask my friends, but I feel like I always just trust, at the end of the day, I want your opinion, which I know it's really annoying at times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, really, you kill my vibes. But, like, I'll always do it. I'll never not do it because I know you're coming to me for a reason and you feel comfortable enough to come to me, which is, like, a blessing. So
yeah.
I always try my best, even though you
Yeah, I need to get better at that, you're right.
Yeah, but kangani.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, I feel like that is literally all we have for you today.
Yeah.
Nosipu will be back again on the podcast today. But we wanted to say thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for those that are tuning in.
Yeah.
Nosipu, any last words?
Nothing much, guys. Just stay cute. Missed you guys. Love you. Happy you got to see my gorge face.
Yes.
I'll see you guys soon.
And any words for people in second year, first year, struggling? Words of hope?
You guys can do it.
You're killing me.
Just push. because I'm also going through it. But yeah, I think just take it. I think what I've learned this semester is actually just take it day by day. Like, if you need to take it an hour by hour, or like minute by minute, or week by week, because it does get very overwhelming, then do that. Yeah. And I feel like you need to give yourself some kind of release or escape. Like, for me, that's been gym this year. And like, you need to give yourself something. Like, if it's dancing or taking a walk, or I don't know, you need to have some sort of balance so you're not always working, because it can really make you crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, sorry, I have a question just before we go. Mm. How is your relationship with God? How is growing with God? How's talking to him? How do you feel about him?
How do I feel about him? I think it's very, even last year, I did have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
But I think I neglected it a little bit because I was just, I was just consumed by everything else that was going around me. Yeah. And then this year I've been trying to go to church more, find a church.
Which is, you're finding a church?
Oh, it's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to do that. I do spend more time with him now, but I'm still struggling because I think being at home, my relationship with God was kind of facilitated, like, by going to church.
I get that.
Mom would say, let's pray. Yes. You know what I mean? So having to do that on my own and actually find time for him is a little bit tricky. But yeah, I mean, we're on good terms.
Good terms with the Lord.
Yeah, we're on good terms, good terms. I'm always going to be a child of God. I'm always going to run back to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So yeah, I think I'm still navigating it.
Okay. Yeah. And is prayer making you feel a little better in your, like, anxious times?
Yeah, it does. I think, yes, but I also think I also struggle with, like, with having to pray and say, like, what I'm feeling or what I need help with. You know what I mean? Because sometimes I just want to cry and say, help me.
And I think sometimes that's help enough of me. A prayer. Just help me, Lord.
Like, I need you. Yeah. I think I actually, not that I prefer it, but I think I just feel much better, more like connected to God and more relieved through, like, praise and worship, like through songs and singing. Like, and it sucks because in rays, like, sometimes I just want to put the, like, speaker up and actually just cry or, like, just belt the song out, and I can't have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think praise and worship is my best friend. I love the songs. I love.
Oh, same.
Yeah, and I think I get emotional, then I, like, it rolls into me praying. You know what I mean?
I get that. So, the Holy Spirit sits on you, and then you're like, well, now that we're here.
Amen, amen, amen.
Release everything. Yeah. Okay, but seriously, that's all I have to say. Thank you for coming. Love you loads.
Thanks for having me. Awesome. Miss you, darling.
Okay, from the Yanzuma Girl, see you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Brought to you by GN and Co.